Coming up next, I'm going to tell you the best reason to quit your job. And then educators continue to burn out. We'll dive into that. We're going to look at some very interesting email signatures and get your take. And I coach you up. It starts right now. All right, folks, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you win at work and in life. You can't separate the two. You spend more time doing work than you do anything else in your life, and it ought to be on purpose. It ought to be enjoyable. We're going to dive into that right now. So I thought, you know what? We always talk about getting the dream job, which the dream job is defined by this. You spend most of your day using what you do best, talent, to do work you love, passion, to produce results that matter to you. Personally, that is mission. When you're spending about 75% of your day or more, you're in a dream job. Now, the thing that could kill that dream and turn it into a nightmare is a horrible culture. So ultimately, we're going to add in that culture piece as well. But when should you know, you know what? This is the absolute best reason to quit. This is a positive focus today. What would be a great reason, the best reason possible to quit? I'll unveil it in a second. Let me give you the context. So recently, there was some internet buzz, and I got to tell you, increasingly, I'm so sick and tired of what bothers people on the internet. This is an example. Tennis star Ashley Barty, who was the number one women's player in the world for 3 straight years, recently announced her retirement from tennis at the age of 25. There she is. For those of you watching, for those of you listening, you can look her up. She's the world number one, and she shocks everybody by walking away. I certainly understand the shock. But the irritation, the criticism after the shock is what irritates me, bothers me. A lot of people on the internet just couldn't understand it. I don't get it. Why would you do that? How could you walk away at 25, at your prime, best in the world, you're going to walk away? What kind of sense does that make? All kinds of pot shots, you can imagine. Some people going, I won't last, she'll come back. Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. I think of Jerry Seinfeld, who was widely criticized at the time when he walked away from the wildly popular, most popular sitcom in the history of television, Seinfeld, who was at the absolute top, and he walks away. NBC ready to up, probably just back a dump truck up to his house with money in it. He walks away. I think of, in the sports world, probably one of the most shocking early retirements in my time was Barry Sanders, the all-world running back for the Detroit Lions. Best running back in the game. Probably breaks every record book in the NFL for running back, walks away at his prime. Everybody's, what's he doing? What's going on? What's wrong with Barry? Interestingly enough, the jury's still out on Ashley Barty. But there was nothing wrong with Jerry Seinfeld, as we now know. There was nothing wrong with Barry Sanders, as we now know. So I'm going to tell you what's going on with Ashley Barty and a Jerry Seinfeld and a Barry Sanders, and it might be going on with some of you, or this could happen to you, and this is when you know this is the ultimate best reason to walk away from a job. What is it? You're at the mountaintop. You're at the top. You're at the top. You have scaled the mountain. You have reached your height in this particular area. And you realize it's time to climb another mountain. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Ashley Barty said when she announced her early retirement that she had other dreams to pursue. There it is in her words. That's the reason you would quit. Other dreams to pursue, one of which is working on a series of children's books about her life. For Jerry Seinfeld, I've heard interviews, I've watched interviews, what he talked about. There's nothing more to do on that. Let's leave now when people want more. And he took some time off. He got back to his first love of stand-up. He wrote a movie, the B movie, right? Starred in it. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He's done specials. The guy's always creating. Here's what's going on with Ashley Barty, Jerry Seinfeld, Barry Sanders, and possibly you. When we reach that mountaintop, just like Sir Edmund Hillary, the world's greatest explorer, the first man to climb Mount Everest, the first man who, after climbs Mount Everest, goes on to be the first man to get to the North Pole and the South Pole. Come on, folks. Am I preaching yet? Are you getting what's happening here? Edmund Hillary, it's on record that his Sherpa climbing partner, Tenzing Norgay, said moments after they took pictures on the top of the world, as they are scanning a vista that no one else had seen before, Edmund Hillary points out another mountain range and says, let's climb that one next. Here's what happens. When we get to the top of our mountain, our view changes, our perspective changes. You know what the problem is with those of you who can't understand why an Ashley Barty would walk away at number one? You know what your problem is? I'm going to tell you. You don't have her perspective. In other words, you don't see the world from her vantage point. You're down here in the bleachers, or you're down here on your path. Don't criticize. You don't have her view. We don't have their view. Imagine what it would be like to have a view that you long for. That's what we talk about every day on the show. At the end of the day, is for you to reach your professional pinnacle. And when we get to the top, guess what happens? We've been looking up, 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 up for a series of time. And then when we get on top of the mountain, we are now looking out and we see things we've never seen before. And thus we want to do something. So is it possible that Ashley Barty and Jerry Seinfeld and Barry Sanders and you aren't walking away from anything? I would suggest to you they were walking towards something else. See, it's all perspective. They're not walking away. She's walking towards a different dream. Get that. That's powerful stuff. What do you need to walk towards? See, walking away from something is in itself, when we think in those terms, it is limiting. It is a limited perspective. It is a fatalistic perspective, if I'm being honest. It's not idealistic. It's not at all. But when I'm walking towards something, continuously walking towards something, by the way, if I'm going to be the best version of Ken Coleman, if you are to be the best version of you in every area of your life, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, professionally, you need to be walking forward towards something. Even in retirement, I don't really plan to retire, but I guess at some point, if God gives me a lot of years, I probably, at 80, when I'm mumbling on the microphone, I'm probably going to retire. But even then, I'm walking towards something. I'm walking towards full-time golf or shuffleboard or whatever it is. We're not walking away. We're walking towards. So when you start to think of your life, you need to say, hey, when I get to a mountaintop experience, I'm not going to sit back and rest. I'm going to recharge. I'm going to recalibrate, I'm going to refocus, and I'm going to go forward. So the problem is we don't have the perspective of successful people, okay? And the reason that we don't is because we ourselves haven't allowed ourselves to dream and have a vision for an ideal future. Why is this solution so important for you to truly discover your mountaintop? Because the world needs you to give yourself away. When you see who you are, you expand your dreams and your impact. Don't move. More of the show coming up. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you be the best version of you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Later in the show, we'll take some calls and we'll coach you up. But I got to tell you something. I am super excited, folks. You know, we want to be much more than just this show. And I'm so grateful to all of you who listen and watch, whether it be SiriusXM, local radio, you listen via podcast, or you watch via YouTube, or all the other different platforms. So grateful for you. But we want to do more than just in these moments. When you're experiencing the show, I will tell you very plainly, my goal is to challenge you to think and feel differently about yourself and your potential. My goal is to then, in that context, equip you, encourage you, educate you to make steps to go forward. But this is in the show context, so this is kind of like the locker room moment, right, where Coach Ken is hanging with you. But beyond that, the team here, I'm surrounded by some wildly talented people. We've got a big vision, and we want to be beyond the show. So I'm very excited to tell you we are continuing to move forward after a very successful test of what we're calling Ramsey Career Academy. I'm partnering up with Jim King and his wildly talented group of women and men over in the Ramsey Ed Department of Ramsey Solutions, which is the mothership for the Ken Coleman Show. And we launched our very first, what we call a cohort, and it went really well. We called it Project Management 101. Did you know that for those of you looking for a space to really grow and thrive, that project management is one of the fastest growing skills worldwide, and the industry itself is expected to grow by 33% through 2027. So we launched the very first cohort or mini course taught by me and our CTO, Brendan Wojcicki, called Project Manager 101. It filled up quickly, and it was a blast. We just wrapped it. I did a Zoom with all the students, and I took Q&A for an hour, and it was a lot of fun. And so we are opening up applications for the next cohort or course. It's called Project Management 101. Again, me and our Ramsey Chief Technology Officer, Brendan Wojcicki, who leads and hires the team that leads and delegates and promotes all of our project managers here at Ramsey Solutions. It's a 3-week course, and you're going to walk away with tools and strategies you need to jumpstart your career in project management. Spots are limited, so don't wait. It's incredibly affordable. It will return on your investment. Go to RamseySolutions.com/project, RamseySolutions.com/project. And for those of you who are regular consumers of this show, big news coming. I'm filming 4 times this week. All new courses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Sales, marketing, branding, and how to crush your job interview. Oh, there it is. I just teased it. Stay tuned. There is the paper crinkly. I got to address one statement in the chat room. We have a lot of fun people that watch the YouTube show live. And somebody was watching the very first segment and was wondering if I was teasing that I was going to be leaving because I was no, I haven't reached enough mountaintops yet here at Ramsey Solutions. We got a lot of places to climb. I just gave you one. We want to rock and disrupt the education space to actually train women and men to do the thing they want to do without crushing your budget and your life with the overwhelming debt. All right. On that note, I am a man of the people, and I am keeping you formed. We call it In the News. Okay, I'm going to be talking more and more and more about this. The NEA, the National Education Association, which, can I just say, is a part of the big problem. They're a union. Simply put, they're all about politics and self-preservation. They are a part of the problem in our education system in the United States. However, I'm not going to bang on them this segment. That's going to be my little, I'll save them for later. I'm going to pick a fight with them at some point. But first, they have a recent survey. They represent nearly 3 million teachers, and they did a recent survey. And you ready for this? This is shocking stuff, folks, and you better pay attention. You, the people, better pay attention to this. Because this is a dumpster fire problem in the United States. And I'm not in any way being melodramatic. You be the judge if I am. 55% of educators are now saying they are going to leave teaching. 55%. A profession they loved. Past tense. All right, more on that in a second. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are currently 567,000 fewer educators. Please listen to me. In America's public schools today than there were before the pandemic. Folks, that's 2 years ago. There are over 500,000 less teachers in the profession in 2 years. Folks, the dumpster is on fire. Don't forget what we're talking about here. I love me some teachers. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram at Ken Coleman and watch these posts and look what the teachers are saying when I rail on this stuff. They're thanking me. They're asking me to do more. I'm going to. We're working on it. I got to get some approvals from the brass. They're thanking me. But can I just say that the teachers aren't the biggest problem? Because those are talented men and women that the private sector would welcome with open arms if they wanted to leave, and they are. Can I tell you who the big victims are? It's the kids whose grades have suffered, whose mental and emotional health has suffered through the pandemic, and all of the stupid bureaucratic politicians making decisions about stuff they don't know anything about. A little spicy? Somebody has to say it. 90% of members, this is from the NEA survey, 90% of members saying feeling burned out is a serious problem. To address educator burnout, these are what the popular solutions are based on what the teachers are saying. Raising educator salaries, followed by providing additional mental health support for students, hiring more teachers, and hiring more support staff. 91% said that pandemic-related stress is a serious problem for educators. Let me just give you a news flash. You can go check me on this. Go on the Google and check me. I'm right, by the way. You know why? Because I did my homework. It's one of the few times in life I actually did my homework. This was a problem pre-pandemic, and the pandemic made it worse. Now, let me just tell you something. I'm all for raising educator salaries, but that's not going to solve this problem. Do I think teachers should be paid more? Yeah, but that's not going to solve the problem. How do I know? Because I've talked to the teachers. It will be an emotional Band-Aid that will last maybe 30 days. However, I talked to teachers. You know what they told me? They're being asked to become counselors. They are not trained to be counselors for kids, and they are spending so much of their time trying to support students' mental health issues, and that's not their job. They told me that. They're not qualified for it. It's draining for them. They're hired to teach and guide. So we need better counseling situations in schools. Hiring more support staff, teacher aides, and less paperwork. Stop with all the bureaucratic bull you know what. They told me this. It's obnoxious. It's unnecessary. So, what are we going to do about it? Right now, public education is in the incapable, incompetent hands of Congress and the bureaucrats. Parents, grandparents, we the people, we wield a very powerful voice. You start threatening these politicians and these bureaucrats' livelihood, because that's what they're about, is self-preservation, then we get answers. But I will tell you, one quick solution, I'll unpack this in a future show. We spend over $2.5 billion a year, all the states combined, on those ridiculous, worthless, stress-inducing standardized tests. You want to measure a kid's performance? Look at their report card, you boneheads. Standardized tests doesn't tell you anything. Stress the teachers out and kids out. $2.5 billion, probably closer to $3 billion. Oh, by the way, I'd use that for teacher salaries and support staff. How about that? Oh, yeah, there's an idea. All right. Later in the program, I got to get to one other fun item that I didn't have time to, and that's these Gen Z kids and companies that are doing email signatures in a very different way. It's shocking, but entertaining, and it's food for thought. We'll get to that and your coaching calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We're helping you win at work and we're helping you win in life. You don't have to suffer on one of those sides. You just don't. You ought to be on purpose, fulfilled in both. We're going to help you primarily on that professional work side. So you can see, I was talking to Alex, the producer. We're talking today about future shows. And, I uttered a line, Alex, that really, really stuck with me. And I want to say it more and more on this show. But if you're winning at work, you're winning in a huge portion of your life. Let's just keep it that simple. Think about that. Think about how much time you spend at work in your life and how much time you will spend. If you're winning at work, you are also now winning in a massive portion of your life. That's why it matters. Edgar is going to join us in just moments, but first, I'm just seeing all over the place, social media, chat room. I'm getting like a burst of people going, I really don't like where I'm at. I want to move on. That's why I partner with ZipRecruiter, because they're the number one job search site in the United States. Their artificial intelligence is so amazing. It makes it seamlessly easy for you to, A, apply to jobs, because they send you jobs. And with one click, you can just go ahead and apply. You don't have to fill everything out because you open that profile when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Go there. And in minutes, you got a profile, resumes there. You can use my resume template if you'd like. And they are always pitching you. You're doing your job, taking care of the kids, showing up to soccer practice, all the things. And they're out there matching you up all the time. They're a recruiter working for you even while you're working. And it's a free service. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you. All right, let's get to Edgar now, who joins us in Puerto Rico. Edgar, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Well, first, I'm very excited to talk to you. And I'll be graduating this May with a bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Oh, congratulations.
And I already have a job. Thank you, sir. And I already have a job lined up for June.
Wow.
In Indianapolis, Indiana in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my question is, how can I maximize those first few months? Not specifically technical-wise, but maybe like navigating that workspace and that environment.
Love that question.
The first time, so that I can line myself up for long-term success.
Yeah.
I've been reading Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win People and How to Win Friends and Influence People, and
yes,
it's been a real eye-opener because people skills is not my forte, but I'm trying to reinforce that.
Good. Well, first of all, Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, in my mind, is one of the gospels of winning at work. It just is. So hard to improve upon Dale Carnegie, so I won't try. But I will tell you that for a guy like you who admittedly says, you know what, I'm not the greatest when it comes to people skills, I want to give you some advice there. So what I want you to figure out for yourself is you may not be the most charismatic or whatever, but I want you to focus on what you do well with people. Can you give me one or two things that you would at least be kind to yourself and honest enough to go, you know, I am pretty good at this when it comes to people? Is there one or two things that stick out when I say that?
I'm really good at listening and at forgiving. When somebody makes a mistake, I try to put myself in their shoes and try not to be as hard to them.
Great.
As I would like to be.
Okay.
From somebody else to me, and maybe not be criticizing. But
okay, great. So here's what I hear. Here's what I hear. I hear that Edgar is really gifted at empathizing with others. That is putting yourself in their situation and feeling what they feel. And you're also very compassionate as well. You act with compassion. You don't just understand what they're feeling. You act with compassion. Those are super skills when it comes to what they call soft skills or people skills. Do you see that?
Yeah.
All right. The other thing that I just heard is you're a great listener, which tells me you're probably a good question asker as well, because you're such an active listener. You listen, and then you probably keep asking questions, and you just keep listening. Is that a fair description of you?
Actually, try to be interested in people and not just.
Oh, Edgar, you're going to win. You're going to win. You're going to win big. Yes, listen to me. Being interested in other people is the best way to be interesting. Have you ever heard that before?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the best way to be interesting is not to walk around the office telling everybody about how interesting you are. The best way to be interesting is to actually be interested in others. Does that make sense to you?
Oh. Yeah.
Let me explain why that is. When you are just you, Edgar, and that's introverted, but very good at asking questions, being interested in others, after a while of you just hitting the ball across the net, they're going to hit the ball back to you. And they begin to ask about you. And now all of a sudden they go, man, this guy, Edgar, is just such an interesting guy. He's a good guy. He's a compassionate guy. That's how you win with people. Just focus on the areas where you're strong. Don't worry about areas where you're weak. in personal skills. Only focus on using those power tools that you have that we just outlined. You do that, you use all the techniques in that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, you are going to win big, young man. Very excited for you. Congratulations. Listen, folks, that's the relationship advice right there. Just figure out what you do best with people and just only do that. Don't worry about trying to be, well, you know, Larry over there in the cube next to me, Larry's so good at this. Who cares? Your name is Edgar, not Larry. Be Edgar. Be uniquely Edgar. All right. I want to get to this article. I didn't get to it earlier in the show. But there is this company that is comprised of Gen Z. I just blanked out. Yes, Gen Z. Thank you very much. Gen Z. And Gen Z is anybody born 1998 and on. And so this company's name is 98. And they have a TikTok account that's gone bananas. It's called 98LA. And so what they did was is they posted a TikTok that says, as a Gen Z company, here's how we sign off on emails. Now, I'm going to get to this in just a second, but let's just stop right there. Okay? First of all, email has become a tyrant for millions upon millions of people. Can't sleep at night unless they got their stupid inbox empty. You are a slave. I'm just going to tell you that. You may not like that, but that's the truth. All right? We've turned email into a primary way of communicating. We've forgotten how to speak to people. And now it's like, well, you got to answer everybody's email. And you are wasting people's times. You're wasting your own time. That's my speech on email. All right. Now, so emails have all these traditions too. You got to have an email signature to be professional. Well, this company said, you know what? We're going to do it different because we are a Gen Z company. These are their words. They are a Gen Z company comprised of Gen Z people, and they exist for their creative agency for Gen Z. So here, do we have some pictures of these? Okay, to each one? Just two. Okay, there's one. Here's Natalie. When she's done, her email signature just says, that's about it, period. ... Yeah, that's how she signs off. Bye is from Gia. She just says, bye. Mariel simply chose, okay then. And then Nicole's was, all right. Inspired by a former guest of the Ken Coleman Show, Matthew McConaughey, and his famous Oscar line is actually from a movie. One guy, we didn't put this up on the screen, but one guy named Bryant says, F you, I'm out. Wow. All right, now that's a little bit much, all right, for a signature. I like the other ones. I think those are kind of fun and very personal. So the question is, so do you think this is good? Do you think it's a bad thing? They kind of, as a Gen Z company, wanted to say, Gen Z customizes everything. And this is the world they've grown up in. Okay, I got three Gen Z teenagers. Their whole life has been customized, you know? And so they want to customize their emails. Other than Bryant's, you know, expletive ridden, but I mean, it's all over the place. It's whatever they want it to be, and it's very personal. It's kind of like that young gal who didn't get invited for the job offer because of a very interesting voicemail. Hey, my time is up. Remember this. You matter. You have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
Check out our new Ramsey Call of the Day podcast. It'll give you a quick hit of advice about life and money in under 10 minutes. Listen to the Ramsey Call of the Day, wherever you listen to podcasts.